Top right?
Yeah, top right. Hold it in. Roll Tide. Yes,
wait. You didn't even discover the whole thing.
Roll Tide. I wake up. Roll Tide. I go to sleep. Roll Tide. I eat breakfast. Roll Tide. I bust a nut. Roll Tide. That's how we fill time. We need to think of something.
It works too, because you can just be like,
Roll Tide.
And then back to the pod. But if it really deserves a whole joke,
Roll Tide. I wake up. Roll Tide. I go to sleep.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. I eat breakfast. Roll Tide. Mm-hmm.
That's got to be a part of your thing, dude.
I don't even know.
Go ahead and do it. You'll be fine.
I don't even like vaping.
You don't like vaping, so you're going to do three at once?
We just do the drug use on camera when the girls are here. It all has to be on camera.
It's the safest thing for us.
Yeah, just
I consented to three
vapes
with three guys. Hey.
Wait, everybody, give it up for our very special guest. You would know her from Sidebar with
Sarah Bell.
Give it up for Sarah Bell.
Hey. Yeah. Oh, shit. Got him.
Welcome to New Panties.
Roll Tide.
I love this.
The soundboard.
Who else has a soundboard?
It changed.
Besides every podcast or guest.
Besides professional podcasts.
The soundboard changed it for us.
It really did.
Next soundboard level. With Sarah Bell, baby. Yeah.
This is episode 200 add-on, the soundboard. I think it was like right before 200.
It was right after, because we definitely, yeah. I think we took this piece of shit down for 200.
We upgraded for 200.
Dang.
We're but we had, like, do we have this mixer, do we have this mixer before 200?
No.
Oh, okay.
Nah. It would have been, that'd have been a complicated thing.
Yeah.
And I'd have been worried about it too much in like that day, because we had the threat of rain all day.
No. I mean like episodes before 200th episode.
I don't think so.
Yeah, a couple.
And I still brought this piece of shit? Probably because it was the safer bet to lose that.
It was outside.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Just brought the expensive computer.
Well, you need that.
Yeah, we had to stick it under the table. We're talking about, that was the last time we saw you together. It was the 200th episode extravaganza.
Oh, I saw you. We watched together.
Oh, all of us. Oh, yeah. Andy wasn't there for.
We watched wrestling.
Yeah.
For what?
I think we were open at Maddie's show or something.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Andy didn't show up for his friend Maddie. He doesn't even like her like that.
It's crazy.
I have a lot of hatred behind the scenes for Maddie. I didn't want it to come out like this.
Maddie Smith is usually our fourth mic, but Andy hates her so much we had to make an executive decision to keep them separate.
Yeah,
damn.
Episode gets too funny. Can't have her that much.
I love Maddie. She's fucking hilarious.
She's a beast. God dang, dude.
Maddie does rule. And then we went to go get burgers, and I was just like, oh, you're like this all the time.
Yeah, it is true.
This is fun.
I hosted for her, and within like 30 seconds of us meeting, we were going like, doo-ba-da-doo, ee! I'm like, why are you bringing this energy out of me? This is insane.
That is fun, though, to have a friend that doesn't check the vibe for that, that just goes, nah, I'm this. You know, because sometimes you check the vibe, you might be a little bit more silly with certain people or whatever. Yeah. But to be able to just go into the world to be like, nah, I'm going to be a Nickelodeon episode. Yeah.
I'm going to be a goofy goober today.
I'm going to be an early season SpongeBob character.
I'm going to be honest. Hogarden's kind of ass.
Oh, wait. We got a beer review. Hogarden?
You don't like it?
Oh, see. I didn't hear it. You got to give me a sip because I want the Hogarden.
The Hogarden. You would expect the Hogarden to taste phenomenal.
I think it's the wheat.
Yeah. I mean, it is a German beer. That's the style.
It's like weedy.
Yeah.
Just this general. Hogarden's probably like the Miller Lite of German beers. No, that's not accurate. Beck's is probably.
What about Budweiser? Is that the Miller Lite of German beers?
No, that's just like generic American beer. I guess it's probably technically German.
No, I guess I'll
doesn't
fuck
have,
myself.
It doesn't have the.
Hey, LeMaire, fuck you and your wrong ass.
I mean, he asked a question. God forbid I give the answer. I'm a victim. No, because this characteristically is more a German beer. Mm-hmm. Like Budweiser, maybe back in the day, I don't know. But at this point, it's just like the generic U.S. piss beer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, me and Sarah had 7th Street Burgers today. Mm. I try to put everybody on a 7th Street Burger.
This is the fucking best. How'd you like it?
It was bomb. The onions, bomb.
Perfect. The little thin patties, you get two of them though. It's perfect.
It was slopping all over me, but I was loving it.
But who doesn't love being slopped all
exactly.
over?
Exactly.
It's like my favorite Seven fucking
Street,
thing.
Seventh Street Giver. That good time.
I got my slop at Seventh Street.
Slop it up.
There's nothing better than getting slopped at Seventh Street.
It was greasy as hell, but I did love it.
It's a good burger.
Yeah, it was
I
good.
That one time.
Can I... I really want to show y'all this thing I was making me laugh from this church video. I just want to start with it.
By the way, if you don't want that, I'll drink that.
I'm going to finish a beer.
Okay. I didn't know if you were going to not finish it.
No, he's no bitch, dude.
Yeah, I'm not going to not finish
he's
a beer.
He's no bitch, bro.
Give me the Eagles play tonight. I'm going to finish a beer. Yeah. I'm getting beers deep.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big one tonight, too.
Speaking of Eagles playing tonight, do you see that video they always post where it's like a dude in an Eagles... Sorry, you're putting your phone away like, I guess I'll go fuck myself.
I realize I already sent it.
Oh, okay.
It's on the IG.
No, I realized I saw every time the Eagles play, like the Eagles accounts I follow on Twitter will post different memes or whatever. Like and then they post it. There's this one where a dude's in a blow up Eagle costume and he's on like a big ass scooter doing like wheelies,
hell yeah,
in the middle of the crosswalk. I realized I was like, oh, if you throw on an Eagle outfit the day the Birds play a home game, you can do whatever you want. Like, that's the day to rob a bank. You know what I mean? Yeah, like,
not on your scooter though.
Yeah, you definitely still need like a faux scooter.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no, I'm saying you're a criminal with all the criminal resources taking advantage of the Eagles home game.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah,
definitely. You could definitely just, I don't know, beat lines.
Yeah.
You can just, like, you know what I mean? You can go grocery shopping safely on the day where there's an Eagles home game.
Can you imagine wearing like, an Eagles inflatable costume to the grocery store?
Yeah, you get 25% off at Acme.
Just bumping into everything.
Everybody's just letting you go through. Yeah. Just go ahead.
They're all just yelling at you. You just go, go Bird.
And they're like, yes, obviously. But sir, you're being disruptive.
The person behind them be like, I got his groceries.
That's so funny in the settling down the situation conversation where he's like, sir, you're really causing, obviously, go Birds, but please, we need you to leave.
Hey, stop by a cop. The cop's like, fuck, not again. He found the loophole.
They start asking, they're reading your Miranda rights, and then they go like, did you see the game last Sunday?
Obviously, I saw the game. I haven't taken this suit off since, sir. Yeah. Go Birds. We'll try to make your sentence light. We'll try our best.
Dude, Philly cops are pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
I've never had a problem.
Are they cool?
And I'm a black.
It's your white privilege.
Hold up.
Sure, they know you're Italian.
Shut up.
You know you're one of the one of the eye ties.
What we got?
I got timestamps. I wrote them down. I was because this is a long fucking video, so I was like, "There's no way we can actually get through this."
What's the context?
Well, all right. So the beginning
The pastor video.
Yeah. So the beginning is this like he starts talking about like. You know, not wasting your money in the community and all of that. Qualified to multiply, which is like, I guess, he was supposed to do this whole thing on.
Is he a hip hop pastor?
Yeah, he's definitely a hip hop pastor. Yeah.
Damn, church is getting crazy.
It's like a mega church too. It's huge.
Yeah, dude.
I had a hip hop pastor. I just remember him saying, "Sometimes you gotta molest your Bible," and I was like, "Come on, man, wrong choice of words." You can't even imagine.
Yeah, this is almost identical. Yeah, okay.
There's some people that try to throw in molest in the like right context for all the other stuff.
Yeah,
and it's like, guys, molest is that thing.
Yeah, yeah.
let's not use molest
this
for
isn't
other
stuff. Take back the word situation.
I'm muddy up the water.
We've decided what molest means. Don't take it out of that realm.
It's like when you're in high school, you have that one friend who's like, "What? It means ignorant."
Who invents three bongs or three vapes in one thing? That's crazy.
Hamilton Devices does.
Okay. Backslash, pennies in the mouth.
Eventually, hopefully.
That's definitely.
Probably never.
Wait till we get the Texas way.
That's definitely this. Oh,
we got
Texas?
We got to talk about that during the break.
Yeah, yeah.
We're getting a 3D printer on the page.
Oh,
yo,
when
we go to Texas.
You see this video of the Asian guy who was printing all the 3D print shit?
No.
I just saw some 3D printing.
Wait, did you say take this off?
Yeah, so we can talk. We're talking.
I was going to say, I watched the whole 3D printing gun documentary.
Yeah.
We're getting a 3D printer when we go to Texas.
Okay, but you can 3D print guns legally in Texas?
You can probably.
Okay.
They was a company that sold the blueprints and the material.
If you can get everything but the thing that turns into like a...
Well, it depends on what state you're in. Because some states have, like basically all the companies that make the 3D printed guns and stuff, they figure out the different laws. And like, cause there's a lot of states that have this thing called like 80% guns. So basically their blueprints print 80% of the gun. Mm-hmm. So it's still legal for them to sell that. Then you have to go buy the other 20%.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. I want to get just an old school Smith and Wesson. Six shooter. Just
well, the one
spin it until I shoot myself in the face. By
yeah, the one come spin a gun. That's no, not really good.
I'll do it right now.
Yeah, get just it. While we're all,
you're gonna be 80% dead.
That's not 100 though. It's not 100.
I yeah. blew off 20% of his brain.
Yeah, exactly. I'll just be a you're gonna pay retarded. Extra for that 20% dead.
But no, they were getting the 3D printers were getting advanced because it was like mainly that like industrial strength plastic that they use. But they were at the end of the dock, the company that they kept talking about, they were starting to be able to 3D print with like some sort of steel. Because the big thing is they were trying to 3D print the 1911 because that's like the most popular handgun there is.
Dude,
the old school drone
in like 2018, MIT was like 3D printing like living tissues. Like they can 3D print like a lung now, like a heart.
But it can't be like living.
That's crazy. Yeah. Like the tissue.
I mean, if it's the same tissue. Material in the same format.
Like from stem cells and shit.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what got Rey Mysterio back in the ring.
Remember the synthetic babies? They can make synthetic babies.
I just didn't know they were 3D printing them.
Yeah.
I thought they were growing them. I thought they were like growing stem cells and shit.
They're probably doing a lot.
Yeah.
They're probably doing a whole bunch of stuff.
Me and Sarah, we're talking about AI. She's not afraid of it, but like, because it's like too far gone now.
You can't. It's too late to be afraid. Yeah. You got to like get with it or get lost now.
There is that weird.
It's like being afraid of the internet when the internet first started coming out now. You would just be an idiot.
Yeah.
It's that
there
weird.
Were people that were afraid of that shit.
Yeah, and now they're lost. Yeah. They're lost to society, or they're the ones who just, they're so, like, the algorithm is just butt-fucking them.
Can I say something nerdy as shit?
Yeah.
So, I studied math.
I want to hear the real Sarah.
Around these two? whatever you want.
I studied math, and, like, when you look at the history of, like, literally the existence of numbers and counting and stuff like that, there were whole groups of people that were afraid of, like, the concept of zero because it represented, like, the void. And then, like, calculus came from dividing out by zero because there's no solution to that. And people were also very like, no, that's not cool.
They were just scared of
it. They didn't like
America. Also,
no, I read. I
so
read
it's like that's like that's like that version of like modern technology is like the idea of like advanced math. They were like, that's not. We don't understand.
This is the devil's work.
Yeah, that's why
so
they
we don't like
blowjobs when they saw the O on her mouth.
Yeah.
Get back, devil.
Sorry. Yeah, let's bring it back to the pod. Because
oh, God.
Oh, my God. We took that one off.
Yeah, we took it off, dude.
Remember? Because we all knew we were going to abuse it.
Oh, wait. Here we go.
Wow. Wow.
But that one was for you. This was
great. Anyway, that's really dumb.
No, that was interesting.
Dude, America's afraid of zero. We still don't even count it. We start at one. When tech,
right. You're dumb self.
Huh?
Nobody starts at zero.
We start at zero, and you go to one.
We start at one. When we start counting, we start at one.
But you pause though. You go
get to one from starting at zero.
That's because you're trying to figure out what number's next.
No, everybody pauses. It goes. You go. All right, go.
But you think
one.
Yeah.
You go one. Okay, LeBaire. Let's do the next one, buddy.
Not a decibel. Not a decibel. Not a decibel.
That's how we learned. That's how LeBaire learned how to dance. He'd say one, and then he'd do a little shake to distract people. That would give him time to remember two.
Can you dance? I don't think I've ever seen you. I never seen you get in the groove.
Andy's wedding.
Oh, you know what? And I think you got, not in a gay way, but you were dancing with some old man at Ian and Roy's wedding, too. But he kind of like just shimmied his way into dancing with you.
Yeah.
You was having a good time.
You didn't want to lose.
He didn't want to lose.
You didn't want to lose.
He did. It did feel dance battling.
I hit him with a crump.
Oh, I think you did.
You hit
like the whitest wedding. He just busted
old
out a crump.
Man with a crump.
Wait, did you crump on an old white man?
Damn, dude.
I forgot you did.
It's like crumped.
You were crumping for a minute.
You got crumped.
I think that was one of the times I was looking at you. It was like, this nigga just does anything.
That's true. I always think about that when I, minus the N word, I always think about that.
I had an extra one.
Oh, sorry. Did I say minus? I meant plus. You're getting a whole math lesson.
You're
over
all
here.
About math.
I'm multiplying that shit.
I use my N-word to do algebra.
Yeah, when I use the N-word, I start at one N-word. And anyway.
You know where they don't use the N-word?
Church.
I thought I was going to play it from my phone.
Take
I don't know why
me
I thought
to
I was
church. Honestly, let's get into it.
Can you take it to like right at 1 minute?
Honestly, Nate, I got a pastor.
Or 105. 105 works.
You ever see the pastor who was like, that's my motherfucking nigga, Jesus Christ. Like,
oh, like, yeah.
That guy's cool.
So he was talking about, wait, pause
like
it real quick.
The club.
Yeah. So he was trying to talk about like saving your money. And then he goes into this song where he's like, he just keeps saying, I got bread in my pocket. And you I don't know how long you want to let it rock, but you can just let it rock.
Does it got bars?
See, this is where it bothered me more than anything. So it starts this, and a little beat will drop, right? So I'm sitting there like, all right, it's about to be some bars, right? Nothing. It's just this. This video is 15 minutes long about, it's just them doing, I got bread in my pocket for a while, right? But I watched this
I
whole shit.
I got bread in my pocket. So, I got bread in my pocket.
I mean, it's a bop. He's got the church moving. He's controlling right. The audience.
Drop a bar.
As a performer, I can't
isn't
knock
that,
it.
Isn't that a lot of mega church, though, where you, like, say a few things, and then you, like, all right, pass that fucking donation plate around, and then you do some music for a while.
Man, he got your haircut, wheat haircut, and yellow glasses.
Yeah, I know. I knew someone was going to say this guy was me. I thought about this before I brought it up. I was like, do I want to deal with being called this guy?
He's missing the City of Brotherly Love hoodie. Dude, so, wait. He got a teleprompter, and he's just saying, I got bread in my pocket.
Oh, my
And
God.
He doesn't stop saying it. Yo, go to
teleprompter says, I got bread in my pocket. Time.
Can you go to, like, 4 minutes? Can you go to, like, 4 minutes? This now, so because he's just going to keep doing this for right there is perfect, and so then he's like, all right, he's gonna pass the mic, right? He was saying, I got bread in my pocket for the last 4 minutes.
Holy shit!
And then I'm like, all right, so I'm like, all right, where you go? Song's done. For some reason, he decides to drop it like it's hot, just a couple of times.
Get it, dude.
Well, that's the Holy Ghost. That's the
just making him bounce that ass real quick.
He just does want you to be a bad bitch.
But then he has his mans coming. I'm like, all right, so this thing is gonna have the bars.
Dude, nah, right? This guy's got a lot more bread in his pocket.
that's all he got, sir.
This guy looked like Fat You with the fucking yellow polo on.
No,
right,
that's
now.
Me passing the mic to LeMaire.
LeMaire's about to drop a verse.
Oh shit.
I got cheese bread in my pocket.
I got cheesy bread in my pocket.
But yo, he came to just keep.
Yeah, that guy went to go catch his breath.
Yeah, that's all that was. He had to take like a little piss break or some shit. The drop it low was like,
oh,
I got a doodle sibble.
He brought in the wrong person if he wants someone that's got his breath under control.
So wait, why did he?
I fucking love church, bro. Keep going. I'm sorry, dude.
That's my thing. Ooh. It's like, if it's killing in the room, why don't say another line?
Yes. He paused a couple times for like intermissions, and he has like the last thing I wanted to show y'all was the best intermission. It was at like 7:30. Go to 7:30.
Next time I have a really good punchline, I'm just going to do it over and over again. Four and a half minutes.
Credit card.
No, dude, you said to bring back credit card, and I did that joke, and it bombed. I'm never doing it again. Credit card.
Here, turn it
who,
off.
Wait, who came from heaven? We got to hear him.
Oh, wait, yeah, take it back.
Wait. All right, I need to hear the word, brother. Oh.
But it's really like the last, like, I'll tell you when it really gets fire. The first one to make it
rain. All right. I could take you to Genesis. Let's go. To prove to you who the first person was that made it rain. Amen, brother. Oof.
Dude. Where we at time-wise real quick? Just the, not the podcast, the thing. But scripture all right, yeah. Manna came from heaven. Watch this. He goes off for like a minute right here.
He almost dropped it again. We don't make it rain on booty cheeks. We don't make it rain on strippers. Okay.
No! We only reverence one stripper. Wait, let it go.
No. That's the one that took off
glory. Let it.
Oh my God.
Just let him rock. Let us.
Butt naked on a cross.
Dude, what?
The only stripper I'm in love with
He's like, Jesus is a stripper. Yeah, Jesus is a stripper.
And then drops right back into the bars.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, that's subtitled.
In case you didn't know.
Holy shit.
Dude, they even got Andy up there next to me.
The whole squad. That's bizarro us.
Oh, I thought the fat guy was going to come back out and go, can I have some of that bread in your pocket?
That's Sarah, the black girl. With the
Yeah, you know I'm out here.
That's you, Sarah.
Uh-oh. Asian? Oh, sorry.
Oh, no.
I got bread. All
right, nobody.
Yeah, that's all the highlights.
Damn, dude. Wait, how did you find this?
I saw that last part in like a reel where he's like, we don't make it rain on booty cheeks. And then I had to find the whole thing. I had to find out what he was. I was like, there's got to be more context to it than that. And then I found the whole Jordan. It wasn't. It was exactly what
it's actually ironic. You got the whole thing and it was still the meat of the content was in the reel.
Yeah.
I got bread in my pocket.
Come on, dude. They're going to give... They're tithing after this. They're tithing for sure.
Oh, yeah. They go... Yeah. There is a part where they're like, hey, and I'm going to give it away. Like, they do, yeah. like that's the thing. That's them trying to get that tithe.
Well, everybody walked out was like, you could give it away. This shit costs $50. You could give it away.
Was imagine having like a $500,000 screen and then passing around a basket asking people for fucking money. That just seems wild to me.
I got a logo.
You guys, my congregation, I got to be honest with you, because there's so many people, with you.
Oh, all the echoes.
It's a little bit expensive. Expensive.
Dude,
I'm going to need you to reach deep into your hearts and your pockets.
Yeah, that one doesn't
and
echo.
Give us that bread.
And your pockets.
And then the beat drops again.
Bread in your pockets. You got bread in your pockets. Give me your bread in your pockets.
Give me your fucking bread. Money for the Lord.
Dude, now, what was the one you did? You did another one. It sounded like the Juicy J version of this song.
What? Jesus is a stripper.
Jesus is a stripper.
A stripper.
Man, the bars.
I'm actually, he said the only stripper that's crazy. That's so offensive.
Because he got butt naked for the guy on the cross.
That's classic.
Butt naked.
He got butt naked.
Yeah, the way he said it is just like he had those.
That's classic preacher though. He must have got inspired by one of his friends being like, "You want to go to a strip club?" He's like, "Strip club?
Come on.
Only stripper I love is Jesus. Hold on.
Hold on. Oh, I think I got it.
Nah.
This oh, shit. That's bald.
It's like when he found a bit. He's like, oh, shit. Where's my notebook at?
Dude, I used to travel with preachers. It is like they're doing bits.
I know. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, that's like Steve Harvey. Together. He used to like have... Oh, I'm not... My Harvey shirt's underneath here now. I got Steve underneath. Harvey? Yeah, I got Steve underneath.
You gotta keep Harvey close to the chest.
Very close. Maybe even on the chest.
It's my fucking Steve Harvey Hoodie Awards t-shirt. This t-shirt's the best because on the back it has all the categories. It's like best fried chicken, best church choir. What
was that? I bet all
it's
those
the guys. Hoodie Awards. He had his own awards that he sponsored and paid for, and he like gave out awards to people in the black community.
That rules.
I think it turned into Source Awards, didn't it? Or no?
Yeah, I don't know. But it was just like Steve. I mean, I love Steve. But he was a preacher. He like would come out sometime. I wish I knew which specials or it was.
So
he could pull it up. But it would be like he would have people like pray before they start the. He'd come out, everybody be all hype, and he'd be like, "Before we get started, we wouldn't all and nobody would be here without God," and everybody like, "Yeah."
His last special is called "He Ain't Through With Me Yet."
Yeah.
And then at the end, he's like, "Look, y'all, he ain't through with me yet. I'm still working."
Steve, you 60.
Dude, that was
you're like, not gonna get any better.
That sounds like church. I ain't scared of you, motherfuckers.
He ain't through with me.
He's like, the blood of Christ tastes like pumpkin pie.
I don't know about no pumpkin pie.
He's like, when I whip my Bible out, it shit get dark.
Yeah. Praise him. Do a cross dance.
How'd you end up doing a Hitler?
I was gonna say you didn't like the angle either.
I didn't want to fucking slap Andy. He ain't through with me yet.
What God are you praying to?
Damn.
I'm praising Damn. Black Hitler God.
Hitman. Let's exterminate all the black Jews.
Oh, I feel like black Hitler God would be less I don't want to do it.
Israel didn't take him. Hit me.
Praise him.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Yeah, make that motherfucker into a lamp. Hit me.
I like that you're not roll saying tide. Roll Tide in the way that people say Roll Tide. You're just like, Roll Tide.
Dude, this is a fucking...
How do you say it?
Roll Tide.
How do you say it? It's
I wake up.
Roll Isn't tide. It more like
what else go to sleep.
Roll Tide?
Roll.
If no, you're a fucking
Roll Tide. You gotta go through. Oh, we went through it on the intro. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we did.
What?
The whole button.
The whole sound.
The button. Oh, so.
Yeah.
So yeah. I think I'm saying it perfectly.
It's chill.
What's the way you would say it?
Roll Tide. Mm. I think I'd say it with more like emphasis. Isn't it supposed to be like boom?
I'm just saying it because I say it so much. I don't put it. I just say it like it's a regular word.
Okay.
Like you don't put emphasis on like tomorrow. You just say tomorrow.
Or like, yeah, when I say John.
You made that sexy. Tomorrow.
I was trying to do. I was.
You don't put emphasis on tomorrow.
Female R&B singer. Tomorrow.
Without the hat on, I can't do the voice. I can't.
Nick, what do you do when you wake up, dude? I mean, I just need to know this routine. I'm trying to get a routine myself. What's your routine?
So I wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Roll Tide.
Okay.
I brush my teeth.
Then what?
Roll Tide.
Mm. Makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Then I'm not gonna hold you. I take a shit.
Ooh. Mm.
And I definitely roll Tide that whole time. Okay. Then I throw my laundry in the laundry machine.
Cause I shit myself.
Cause I shit myself a little bit.
And when I'm using the laundry machine, I'm definitely rolling Tide.
I'm definitely rolling Tide right into that laundry machine.
I got bread in my pocket. I got bread in my pocket. I got bread in my pocket.
Jesus is a stripper.
Yeah, don't put your money on booty cheeks.
He said we're not making it rain on booty cheeks. Now, as soon as they said that, I was locked into the whole reel.
Like,
yeah,
we ain't making it rain on booty cheeks.
Oh, is that that kid?
Yeah.
So how was you guys' weekend?
Oh my gosh.
What did you guys get into?
What did I do this
weekend? What did I do this weekend?
Saturday.
I drank a lot.
Yeah, me
Roll
too.
Roll Tide.
I've been, never mind.
That's obvious, Sarah. Of course.
Yeah, of course we Roll Tide.
You drank a lot? That's also obvious. Who said that?
Andy.
It could have been any of us. Are you a heavy drinker, Sarah? I don't know.
I drink a good amount. Okay. You won't really see me too fucked up, though. I usually, like, dip out.
When Sarah gets blacked out, she keeps her composure. She's the most composed blackout person I've ever met.
More
it
composed
is true.
Than me.
It's actually scary.
Blackout.
I mean, like...
I'll be, like, helping someone with their taxes, and the next day I'll be like, did I see you last night? It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, you saved me $5,000. Thank you so much.
Dude, it's fucking wild. It actually makes me way more anxious. Like the fact that like I don't really come across as that fucked up, because like I'll still say shit that I like wouldn't say if I was sober, but then nobody knows that I was like wasted.
Your eyes get low and they get very glassy.
But it's like so hard to tell. My eyes are always small, and I'm always like.
But dude,
you'd rather people think you're fucked up when you're saying something that you don't want to say out loud. I'd rather you not. I'd rather you think I was just saying it on my chest and like I finally had the courage.
But I don't think it's stuff that like it's more like I'll be like, I mean, honestly, I don't do that much shit that's like crazy when I'm fucked up when I'm out. Like on it, the worst thing I'll do, and I used to do a joke about this, I'll be like nice to someone I don't like.
Yeah, I can get that a little bit when I'm drunk. Or
you know what
I'll
I mean? Like
mean.
I'm like way more friendly. I just think it's a different version of myself that you're meeting.
That's
like, fuck you, but not right now.
That's what I hated about doing Molly.
Oh, doing
you're
Molly
like
is
nice
crazy.
To fucking everybody.
Yeah, you're like, I love your hair.
Yeah.
I don't like your hair. I don't care about your hair.
I've still never done it.
I saw Molly yesterday. It looked like Jolly Ranchers.
Molly's a fun drug. You have to really, with Molly, you really have to make sure that you're getting like pure Molly.
Yeah, that's what got me to.
Because it'll make you really depressed. It'll be mixed in with other shit that's like.
That's what got me to do it a lot less. We were hanging out with a friend who
Unless
was doing
you put
some
Lexapro
Molly.
In it.
And then you'll do what?
If you're sad with a boner and you can't sleep.
Yeah.
You can't get a boner on Lexapro, brother.
Which one's Lexapro?
Antidepressant.
Oh, never mind. I'm just fucking.
Mary's about to break his hand trying to twist
I'm tap off. Dancing. I don't.
Wait, hold on. I wanted to hear what you were saying.
No, I remember in college I did Molly a bunch of times, and then one time we hung out with our friend. I think her name was Sarah, maybe. And she did
bitch.
Some. Yeah, she didn't do my fucking taxes.
We all
got
are.
High.
No, we all are. Go ahead.
But yeah, she had some like bad Molly, and I just got to watch her just be like, just feel awful all night.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then it like hit me, and I was like, oh yeah, it is just dudes making shit in their fucking trailer. And I didn't really do Molly ever after that.
Yeah, the last time I did, it was so funny. I got Molly, and then. It was actually funny. The last time I did Molly, I had a little bit of Molly left over from actually doing it at a show. And then I was going to like a comedy show. And I just was like, this will probably be pretty boring. And I took the rest of it. And then when I got there, they were like, do you want to do a set? And I was like, no.
What's a Molly set going to be like? You're just going to tell the crowd like,
oh, it was just very chaotic. It was very chaotic.
I feel like it depends if you're like.
I feel like a Molly set would be bad.
I feel like it depends. I feel like it's like, say you're doing a show and it's like your show and people are there for you.
Yeah.
That would probably feel really good. Like, right. Oh, this, I love all you guys too. But if you're doing like a bar show and there's
like
Ted.
Showcase.
Yeah.
You know that thing where
people
you're like,
don't know you, you're just a person going up.
You know when that thing where you're having like, as a normal person, a really great day? And then you have to do comedy. And you're like, I really just wish I didn't have to do comedy on this great day. Because
I've had that before.
Totally ruined my whole fucking day.
I totally know.
I'm not going to lie. If I'm having a good day, I do feel like my mood is in a place where I'm like, this can't go wrong. And if it does, I've bombed so many times over the course of my life that it's like, what's another one going to do to my day?
Yeah.
You don't bomb.
I mean,
Nate, you bomb.
Thanks, Andy.
We all bomb. Yeah. If you didn't ever bomb, you're probably not that funny.
Or you just don't realize you're bombing.
Wow,
that's
Nate
what
can
I'm
do
saying.
Both.
You can bomb and not be funny.
Would you like to see our bowl?
What's this going on here?
Yeah, you got to make sure the camera doesn't see it. It'll get us demonetized.
Oh, shit.
It's a pretty risque bowl.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
You love her.
We got it from that spot.
You can't control yourself.
Can't get my mouth on her.
Whoa.
She is a lot. She's a lot to wrap your lips around.
There's no carb.
It's like a pipe.
Yeah.
Well, did you think her butt was the every? Her butt feels like it should be
a carb. It should totally be a carb, like a pimple.
Like a hole.
You can't do the hole because it's too recessed.
Yeah, but it would just still be pretty fun.
You could do it on a spread cheeked bowl.
Like if it was like a little wide, like a little.
Like if the character was spreading cheeks.
I thought her asshole.
She's kind of spreading cheeks, dude.
I thought her asshole was going to be the...
Yeah, it makes sense cheeks. The way it's set. It's like...
The way
you ergonomically,
hold it in your hand, it's perfect.
Yeah, it would be great.
All right, well...
Plus, it would be nice to... No, I'm too...
Redesign.
I'm not going to not be the one to smoke. I ain't
That's his job.
Yeah, no. And, well, that's because he had some already.
Yeah, he smokes at home, I forget.
I smoked before I came.
Wait, so I did this show. I did this show on Molly. I bombed. And then afterwards, they were doing karaoke. I did karaoke. And one of the comics came up to me and was like, I don't know about stand-up, but man, you should do karaoke. I was like...
Yeah. Why? Is he dead?
The comic.
Said it was a comic. I thought it was...
No, a comic.
I was going to say, did he rape you? What kind of sentence is that? That's so predatory.
Yeah, those are my favorite. Like, those used to be my favorite comedy bits. It's just like to pretend you're doing like a compliment. But like Grubart used to do the funny
backhanded.
Yeah,
Nate loves rape.
That used to be my favorite comedy bit. Rape.
Yeah, after my set,
you guys want to film a sketch called "Don't Walk Home Alone"?
LOL, JK.
Grubart used to do a super funny one though, where he would like after your set, he'd have like a little piece of paper that he was like, I had a real good tag for that. And he'd have like a specific joke. He's like, I had a real good tag for this one for you. You'd be like, oh hell yeah. Then you like open it and it would just say quit.
Yeah.
Just like you should quit. I don't know. That was always a
damn
rule.
Yeah, that's fucking great.
Fennell made quit business cards and he'd hand them out to people like
that. Dude, that actually he showed me that and I was like, that's the fucking funniest
thing
ever.
That's pretty sick.
We should all be encouraging each other to quit. It's only gonna make you better.
No, I love being mean to new comics. And yeah, comics in general.
I think any new person that meets me is like,
this, I used to do this bit in high school. It's not really mean. It's more annoying. But I used to do this like bit in high school where I'd rip up like a whole piece of paper into little bits.
And then you'd be like, you want to hear the most annoying sound?
And then I'd like have it in my palm and I'd just be talking. And I'd like be like, yo, do you like the snow or something? I'd just find an excuse to blow all of it in their face and then walk away.
Wow, what an asshole Andy was.
Yeah, right?
It also kind of makes you seem gay. You're like, oh, you're a loser.
No, I didn't. Wait, blowing my pixie dust is gay?
Yeah, it is.
All right.
You're like, so anyway, I was off in the corner ripping up little pieces of paper. Already gay. And then you're like, and then I would try to bait people into saying something so I could go.
I just wanted to bother them.
So to prank others, to fucking prank this bit I used to do on everybody else, I used to dress up as a twink. And I used to go around blowing dudes.
Put on my wings.
But at the end, I'd blow paper in their face.
I loved when they called me Tinkerbell.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd do a sick bit where I'd drug them and fuck them in the ass. I'd be like, you're gay.
Joke's
you're
on
fucked.
You.
I was just, I'm sorry, dude. I was just an agent of chaos. I don't know if you guys can't handle that.
Joke's on you.
I was just talking to someone the other day. Like, guys would do, someone was talking about how they would shit, like, so their friend would shit in a condom and then put it on someone's car. And I'm like, that's a prank on yourself. It's way more disgusting to be shitting into a condom than
you
it is.
You can't shit into
to
a condom.
You can't directly. You have to reach into the bowl, pull out
either
shit.
Way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's
that's more of a prank on you for being. It's more disgusting that you're doing
that.
Wait,
you don't
but
shit.
Okay.
Wait, can I say this?
Than it is
shit,
for the person that's seen
you don't
it.
Shit into a condom.
No.
You shit. Can't. You shit towards a condom, and then most of it misses, and then you pick up shit and put it in a condom.
Yeah.
So
I
you're just
ask
grabbing,
a
you're just grabbing your
question.
Own shit.
How would you?
Logistically, I'm trying to think about it. Like, if you had two of your boys hold the condom under you open, as big as it could get, then maybe you could shit
well,
in the
actually,
condom.
Yeah.
But you got to have the best kind
you
of
have
bird.
To have, like, a real hard turd.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you got to be.
Fiber gummies.
I was about to say, I could probably pull that off if you guys would help me. I've been taking fiber gummies.
All right, I didn't mean to start this.
If you got 500 Patreons, we're going to help Nate shit in a condom.
That'd be hilarious.
No, if you got, don't the...
We're pretty close, dude. Don't
yeah,
say
it's actually, you. Yeah, you're giving, it's actually not ridiculous anymore.
I'll pull back the curtain. I'm lying. You don't got to do anything.
No, but you're saying that's pretty disgusting for... Like, but you're still going to be furious if you come out to your car and there's just
absolutely.
A condom with shit in it.
I think that if you're
who
doing
shit on my car?
Who shit in a condom on my car?
Yeah, but it's like if you were doing some elaborate prank where it's costing you like $10,000, it's like the prank's on you.
What?
Yeah.
Or so it's like if you're doing some prank where it's like what you have to do is just as bad as what the other person's going to see.
Unless
it cancels itself out.
One of them like shit.
How many shit condoms?
Sneakily.
How many shit condoms do you think you make at once? Because you can get a condoms in a pack of 30.
Just throw them in the freezer. Save them for the next time somebody
you
pisses you off.
No, you got to use them all that day.
You can't store them. You can't throw them in a Tupperware.
You can't roll your shit condom back up?
It's like meal prep?
Yeah, yeah.
Like meal prep?
Get them all, write the days on it.
Yeah, dude, you can't shit
prep. You're different enemies.
Yeah. I'll see this one on Monday.
Yeah. Just have Andy's name on the condom. What?
In high school, I used to take shit and put it in my hand and then blow it at people's face. Sorry, that woke me up. I'm glad I bombed that hard.
Where the hell did vape go? It disappeared.
Which vape? Oh, your Tyson's drone?
Yeah. Damn, dude.
I think
play back.
Part of the reason I haven't been wanting to smoke is I think since smoking them cigs, I used to be like, how do you get addicted to cigs? You just have one or two and then you don't fuck with them. And then...
You smoke one or two, you got addicted.
And you're like, I could go for a cig right
dude,
now.
Cigs fucking
yeah,
rock.
You smoke them. You get addicted to cigs by smoking them pretty regularly and turning it into a habit.
Because once you feel...
And nicotine is like in your bloodstream and shit all the time.
Yeah, I know. I fucking... And I've been trying nicotine lozenges and shit. Because I do feel... It's not... That's fine. I don't need any more. I was about to ask for that.
Wait,
and
did
I was
you get
like,
addicted to cigs off 3 half cigs?
Well, it was.
You got addicted to cigs at 33.
It was a slow burn. I think the first time I know exactly.
Sounds like
a
pretty quick burn to me.
It sounds like the quickest burn.
I know the first day. I remember the first day I smoked the cig.
It's been three and a half.
I'm stuck.
It's been 3.5 cigs over like 10 years.
One drag.
No, that was one weekend.
3 years.
I was rolling tide smoking cigs. It was crazy.
When you're in Alabama, you got to do as the Bammons.
Yeah, you got to smoke. It was the crazy thing was the Bammons do. They didn't really smoke cigs out there.
Really?
The only reason I know that is because Bees didn't have a lighter, so he couldn't find one. He was like, "What the fuck is up with this place?"
Wait, just like at the bars and stuff?
Yeah, because no one was smoking.
Dude, when I was in Alabama, they had smoking bars. It was like a year ago, 2 years ago.
I might have been in fancy Alabama though. I was right by the stadium. That is like where you go. That's where big money out. That's where I saw Kid Rock was out there, man, making it rain.
Can you imagine?
Kid Rock
making it rain on booty cheeks.
He's like, "Fuck God."
Bees coming to you,
but he got. He got bread in his pockets.
He got so much bread in his pockets. It's stupid.
I got bread in my pockets.
About $17,000 worth of money.
He probably has way more than that.
You don't get it.
No.
You guys don't get it.
I didn't get the joke.
It's about Bees.
Oh.
We're talking about Kid Rock.
All right. Yeah, we get it. We got it. We got it. Talk about a slow burn.
Come on, dude.
No slander. No bee slander for me.
Can you imagine bees coming up to you? I love bees, dude. It's just so. Can you imagine? Like,
I refuse.
So fucking funny.
Can you imagine seeing bees walk up to an Alabama? He's like, you know, can I get a lie roll time?
My favorite thing when we was out there is Bees was he was being so like Notre Dame and Eagles. He was like we were in all these like nice places in that stadium. He was like, man, fuck all this, man. All these fucking dickheads in this dumbass team that never loses.
It ain't as good as the Lincoln.
I feel like Bees has some like
I was trying to be like when we got to the box, I was trying to be because I looked around. I was the only black person in all of the boxes.
But of course.
Yeah.
All the white clones.
Yeah. So I look around. I'm like, all right. I'm gonna just be chilling here. And Bees is trying to have me like move around too much and like do things that I'm like, nah, I'm chilling. He's like, let's just go get drinks. I'm like, no one invited us to get drinks. I'm gonna just chill right here. And he was like, nah, you're being kind of a fucking freezer right now. Like, I'm like, I'll be that right now, Bees. I'm not gonna get tossed from this box.
Dude, you're in the box already. You can't toss from the box. You're in there.
But if they did, it's a far fall from the
box. It'd be funny if they toss you down the steps.
Well, that's the thing. There's no steps. You just go right. It's just a fucking 20-foot drop. On the sun.
You yell like Goofy.
Like, fuck you, Bees. I knew.
Shane Earl's right.
Damn.
He's like, fucking Nate, I'm getting a drink and a hot dog.
Oh, shit, Nate, you should calm down. You really fucked it.
What was he calling you?
Barf Marshall.
Barf Marshall.
I think he called me Nate Barf Gonzi.
That's funny.
But it's because I told the story of throwing up while I was driving to them down there, and then they just wouldn't let me, you know.
He's like, Barf Gonzi. Like,
Nate Barf Gonzi.
Oh, man. But how was y'all weekend? I don't think we ever crossed weekends, Pat.
Weekends. What did I do?
Got drunk. Did taxes.
I did a show on Friday. I felt like shit. I went and I did the show. I got out.
Sarah's been busy.
Yeah.
Relax. What do you mean by that?
You know what I mean.
Nah, I just have a new boo.
Well, they actually been busy.
Mm. I've been hanging out with him.
Yeah.
Busy, dude.
He's cool.
Sarah loves a man in a mustache. A man with a mustache.
I don't have a thing for it. It's still
you got a mustache
dude.
Thing?
No, I don't. It's not my fault that every dude that I would be attracted to now they're all the same guy that now has mustaches.
Sounds like you just have
you know what I'm saying?
Mustache.
Sounds like you
just developed a thing for mustaches.
No, it's like you're into white girls. Now they all have fat asses. Now you're into fat asses. It's not like you have a thing for
fat No, I had a thing for fat asses. Then white girls happen to get them.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like,
so it
it's
sounds
like
you had a thing for mustaches.
I had
then
a thing
just
for these types
them.
Of guys.
You really think white bitches gentrified his dick?
Yeah.
No.
Sarah doesn't love the free ass market.
Yeah, you sound really against the free ass market.
No, I'm upset because as a white chick, I always had a fat fat ass, natural fat ass. And it would set me apart. And now all these white girls, they learn about squats. And now I'm just like every other, I'm like every other white girl now.
Is that, does that suck to become, to like be almost become, it's like not special
I
anymore?
I just thought of our t-shirt, yeah, dude. Our first t-shirt, we can sell it to pro black and fat ass and stuff. All right.
Fat ass and stuff? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that fat ass and stuff or.
What are you saying?
Fat ass is theft.
Oh, theft.
I mean, what do you mean? Because they take your money as soon as you see one. You ever seen a fat ass?
You would have to make it like fat ass.
Take it all.
I throw coins at them.
And they bounce heavily.
Boink. They don't even notice. They
back ah! No, dude, that's me. I go boink.
Boink. Yeah, you go boink, yang, 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 yang.
Give me the hammer.
You're giving us too much credit. Yang, all the yang, extra yangs.
Yeah, you're giving us a lot of yoinks.
I'm a three boink at movies.
Oh, so just like boinking with my boys.
Yeah. It's like a boink and then a bounce off the ball boink.
You know what's been doing it for me? I'm a big hijab fan. Mm. Pretty lady in a hijab?
Hmm. What, you just like the eyes? You're a big eyes guy?
I don't know what it
eyes
is
good,
exactly.
Dude.
I'm
like,
just a
mystery.
Because usually, too.
You like COVID time porn? Where they were like wearing masks in their porn?
Oh.
Is that a thing? Ugh.
I know you didn't say the thing. I know you didn't say your thing.
That was attacked.
I think what? I figured it out. I don't know.
My
if
thing?
Out. You said the thing is, but I think it's about the modesty. It's the ultimate modesty to be in a hijab and suck dick.
Well, I know. I go up to all of them. I was like, do you know who Mia Khalifa is? You wear Mia Khalifa.
Ugh, infidel.
Also, too, a lot of times, if girls wearing hijabs are like out and about, I've noticed a lot of times they wear tight jeans.
Yeah.
So you always see like hijab and round butt. But
now, when you say hijab in porn, are you talking like
no?
Is
I'm
face
talking
showing
about,
or is it just eyes?
No, the hijab in porn is like whatever. I'm just saying in real life, like a pretty girl with a hijab on is adorable.
Man, dude, sometimes they be having rocking bodies under those things. I went to Acme.
That's why they wear them, literally.
Garden, bro. Yeah.
It's like literally why they wear them.
Yeah, it's something about like a pretty face.
Well, no, it's to like not make dudes go crazy.
Well,
like,
it's having
because
yeah.
it's
well,
because
it's
they're very
not
possessed.
Fucking work.
Yeah.
No, it's like you know there's a paywall there for a reason.
There's a paywall. Yeah.
I just run up the women hijab. I'll convert. I'll do whatever. What does your elbow look like,
dude? Why haven't they made X-ray for fucking
X-ray specs?
Yeah, for like alternate reality where like you look at someone, you can imagine their nude body.
You just look
dude,
up deepfake.
You could, yeah. You
there
could
was a Twitch streamer that got canceled for that.
There should be deepfake AR glasses.
Can I get a Stella, please? Somebody, thank you.
That'd be crazy. That'd be nuts.
Deepfake what?
AR glasses,
so you can actively in real time
deepfake
see what a girl would look like naked.
All right, I'm against this. I gotta say.
We could do a girl version. You could deepfake dongs.
Yeah. It's the same glasses.
I feel like if a man invented deep fake dongs, though, we'd all be fucking hanged.
I hope.
I'd be so mad if it
yeah,
wouldn't.
The women and the men would all be. It would be like what you're. Yeah, you're on virtual.
And they'd pass a law.
It would be like all like, perfect bodies in the
deep
fake.
They'd immediately pass a law that only dudes could make the deep fake dong glasses. So like they would work in big dongs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's women would make it realistic.
At least in Texas,
you don't think that women would be making you guys have big thongs?
Maybe you should be playing jokes on us.
You're saying we're not the ones walking around acting like everyone has a small dick. Yeah. You guys are. We're just noticing it.
Girls don't care.
I'm not acting.
Girls care.
Girls care and don't care about what?
Damn.
Dicks.
What do you say?
Yeah, they do.
They care. They definitely care.
They care and they don't care.
They care, but if I...
Sarah?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like a slightly little dick with a good personality, they can overlook the dick inadequacies. Like a fun guy, because I've seen chicks talk about that.
There are plenty of women that don't want like a big dick. Yeah, there are plenty of women that like actually probably like sexually, if you could pleasure them in other ways, is preferable.
Well, I think most women, the like 5 to 7, the 5 to 7 range, they're like, A-okay, dude.
Good,
no.
You good? We in there? You good?
He's like okay. I've heard like 8.
No, it's too much. Most women are not like these crazy girls that go on and be like, oh, everyone wants. No. Yeah. 5 to 7. That's probably really honestly good for most women.
I've heard 8 is like primo, but like 5 to 7 can do the job.
Yeah. If you're trying to make her throw up.
I'm
5 to 7 will make her throw up.
8.
Oh.
Any amount will make her throw up if you...
Day
you
know, party.
If you're yeah. a fucking... if you're a monster.
If you put you a smell stink bad. Bomb on it.
Oh, yeah, if you don't bake it properly.
If you smell bad.
Stink bomb.
If you're
stink.
Disgusting piece of shit. Yeah. There's lots of things that could make people throw up looking at your fucking disgusting
that
dick.
That would be a funny move to have like a 1-inch dick and no one ever chokes on it, so you just don't bathe to make them gag.
Yeah. Hot.
You're exposing me, dude. Chill. Come on.
Oh, am I inadvertently revealing all your secrets? My fault. Dude,
come on. No, have at least a 4-inch penis. That's kind of what I would say.
Have you?
Oh, no, Lemaire. All right, get really good at like fingering, dude. Learn how to lick.
You got meaty fucking
Learn
bits.
How to lick.
No, I'd have to cut my nails.
It's not the biggest fucking deal.
I have a cat tongue. It's rough.
No. Oh, my God. I can't.
You know the worst part? You said that, and I was about to go, stick it out. Let me see. And it was that felt like the gayest moment of my life, almost asking to see your tongue.
At least, as long as you don't have a cat dick.
Yeah.
Because they have, like, barbed penises.
We're just talking about cat
dick. Yo, it's what y'all were?
On rap.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
No. I was worked up because I've been seeing too much like on Twitter and shit. Like, ladies are fucking like weird shaped dicks
you see
now.
The frog?
They're fucking frog dicks?
Oh no, there was
wait,
a lady.
Wait, what are you
like,
saying?
Too many no. conversations. What's
Hold
happening?
On, yeah.
I've
Stop.
Seen like ladies on like Twitter. They're just like regular OnlyFans ladies, you know. Like, got a new dildo, and it's all the same company. Every time they say
dragon.
It's a bad dragon, and it'll be like a tentacle or a fucking dog shaped dick or a horse shaped.
Oh,
dick.
I feel like with those and though, it, they're only fucking part of it, and all the shit around it's just for.
But it's still the head is shaped like a horse's dick or a dog's dick. That's still fucking to me weird, like. It's not like what if they were selling pocket pussies that were shaped like giraffe pussy? Like that'd be
where
preferable?
Where? Nate, where? Nate,
yeah,
where?
No, ew.
They do sell like fleshlights that are like avatar pussies.
Damn, like, you link up your ponytail?
Yeah.
Connect your ponytail to the bless you.
Thank you.
You connect your ponytail to the fucking pocket pussy.
That is the kind of guy that would buy that does have a long ponytail.
Yeah.
They have vibrators at Walmart now.
I think they always have.
Dude, I was at a CVS.
I bought like a cock ring when I was like 18 at a Walmart.
Remember we were looking for dildo batteries?
We did find it. I was looking for C batteries. LeMaire went there
for
yelled.
Dildo batteries.
LeMaire yelled, we need dildo batteries.
Can't bring
to
him
everybody.
Anywhere. Can't bring him anywhere.
Who are we, like 23, 24?
Do most of the dildos use those batteries? Is that accurate? The,
that was like
or
the first
one. Like saying that.
Wait, did I go?
Well, I needed them for.
Oh, you needed
them
for it. Okay.
And I told the bear that's what I needed them for.
Where's like everybody's little brother?
Now, we even. That, we
You're like, yo,
I'm
going
to fucking
tell
long,
you.
Though. That was like in. 2023. Yeah.
That's so funny.
Dude, yeah. Then I go up to the lady. I was like, do you know where the dildo batteries are? Like, it wasn't
you asked at least 3 or 4 different people. Like, yeah, we're really trying to find dildo batteries? But, and it was just me and you.
Now they'll have like a whole section in Target that's like dildos. Like, now it's like so, it used to be so taboo. Like, oh my God, don't look in my drawer. Like, oh no.
Now when you buy it
like,
with confidence,
you,
though?
I don't really fuck with sex toys too much.
I think they're a good time, but I do Amazon.
I was at the CVS the
other
day.
Yeah, you just order. You could get it on fucking GoPuff in Philly.
Yeah.
One time they didn't have
GoPuff a dildo?
They didn't have papers, but they had like a giant dildo, and I screenshot and I tweeted. I was like, cool, GoPuff doesn't have papers.
I got it.
But they got a fucking giant dildo, so I can just fuck myself. and then the next day they had papers
can
on their fucking.
You, can I tell you a story about GoPuff dildos?
Okay.
Do you know one of our mutual friends, one of my old roommates?
Oh shit! Know, yeah, we know.
One of my old friends found out that her boyfriend, all right, so her ex boyfriend's transitioning now, right?
Sick.
So, so before,
like, disgusting or cool?
No.
Like, sorry.
Can it be both?
No. Yeah. Laugh at like good. Or else.
You're like sick.
Me and Sarah saw two guys kissing.
Cool.
Oh, no.
Wait, you what?
Saw two guys kissing.
Almost killed him, dude.
It was like, ew. Gotta, and then I was like,
you gotta jihad that next time.
I was like, don't hit them. And then he was gonna park in the handicap spot. I'm like, don't park in the handicap spot either, dude. Don't
just
kill gay people or park in the handicap
make
spot.
Make your own rules, dude. You make your own rules.
Lemaire's like, you love rules. He said to me, you love rules.
You love rules.
That's so funny.
I'm like, don't kill a gay couple. You love rules.
I'm like, dude, I don't love rules. I just follow the ones that make fucking sense. Like, don't kill people in the crosswalk.
Lemaire's trying to kill a gay couple.
And don't park in the fucking handicap spot, dude. Because I'm getting out. I'm getting out. And I'm not handicapped.
Everybody will understand.
I don't know. I know handicapped people. I just try
Wait,
to
is it like a quick drop off,
Sarah?
No, he was like, I was going into the store to buy a couple things. It took like 5 minutes.
Oh, that's a handicap spot move. You throw in the hazards, though?
They see Lemaire and they go, it makes sense.
You throw in the hazards.
Got him.
Somebody pulls him next to you, giving the, like, you're fucked up Roll sign, time. And then they, you leave.
Yeah.
I can't reach.
Dude, I gotta tell this story. It's crazy. Because she found out her boyfriend was fucking himself with dildos that he'd buy off of GoPuss every time she'd leave. And then he
just toss them.
You only need one.
He wouldn't toss them. He had a drawer full of dildos that he would fuck himself with.
Like a gun safe of dildos.
Yeah, dude. Every time she was like, every time I leave, he was like taking a shower. And then every time I'd come home, and she's a bartender, she was like, I was taking a shower. It'd be like 4 a.m. and he'd be getting out the shower. I'm like, what the hell is he doing? So she went snooping and she saw a myriad of dildos. And she's like, whatever. Okay. And
he then, just like, learned that word.
It's like that briefcase in Pulp Fiction. Yeah. It's like, are we good? Yeah. Are we good?
And then he opens up the side of his trench coat and it's a bunch of dildos.
What you buying?
You had a guy from Coming to America.
Dude, then
I got big ones, long ones.
How many
white ones, black ones? Which one?
Octopus.
Octopus is dog shapes.
Dragons.
Whatever animal you want.
The whole bad dragon
lineup. It is weird. Like, it's not weird if it's like a bunch of shit, like it's like tentacles, a bunch of shit attached to it to like touch things. But like if it was a octopus, is the shaped like an octopus's dick. That's
shaped
weird.
Like its arm, but it's like thick. It starts off real thin.
I don't like that.
It starts off really thin, popular? And then just that one's like, I see it all the time on bitches. It'll be like bitches.
That's like some
like
bestiality shit.
That's what I'm saying. That's kind of what I think it is.
No. Oh, you're saying you'll see?
No, it's like
I'm not gonna act like I don't look at it.
It's like if you got like a pussy pocket and it was like a horse's ass attached to it. It's like that's fucking weird.
What I'm saying is, I didn't realize you were talking about tentacle dildo specifically. Isn't tentacle porn
like a whole different thing?
But no, what I'm saying is, like, tentacle porn's popular.
They started from, like, anime.
Onto your clit
It started from, like, anime. Then they started doing it, like, regularly. Like, they have, like, real porn.
Oh, my God.
But that would make
sense.
It's called hentai. That would make sense. What's this called?
I'm addicted to porn.
I've never heard of it. I'll have to check it out. For the first time. No, I'm trying to say, like tentacle porn's popular, so I could see tentacles getting into the dildo market.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They watch tentacle porn. Now I can get fucked by a tentacle.
So how do horses get in there?
They watch horse porn.
As a lady, there's like...
You never looked at a horse?
No.
It's been like...
That horse is...
You see a horse's ass?
I know why they call them stallions now. Like,
horse got big
ass. Have you ever had like lady conversations where like, I would try those, just like girl talking. Like, I would try a dog
dick.
I don't
talk to girls.
That makes sense. Sick.
But no, I know. I don't think... I'm horny as fuck. So I just don't really even like try to fuck that much with toys because I'm like, I gotta go to work.
I got you. Or she just won't leave. You'll just be like, I got this fucking horse.
Maybe.
Dick. There's no.
Or like, I love fucking. So it's like, I don't want to do, like, it's like, I don't think.
Keep going.
Roll Tide.
I should have hit that one.
Yeah. I love fucking. Roll Tide.
Say it again.
I love fucking.
Roll Tide.
Thank you. Wow. So it's like with dudes, like, yeah, like, now I'm hanging out with this guy, so I've been trying to not watch porn because, like, I would rather.
Fucking when you haven't been watching porn is way better. Like, if you don't watch porn.
So I don't, like, it's
masturbate.
Like. Girls.
Anyway, that sounds crazy. Thanks for hanging out with us, guys.
Well, just like girls will be like, I can't come, but then they're using some crazy rabbit thing. It's like, yeah, a guy's not going to make you come
the
like
damn rose.
Some like psychotic like jackhammer on your clit.
That's like, there's this there's this like automated pocket pussy where it's got, I see it on fucking Instagram every so often, where it has like handles and it's just like he opens, the dude opens it up in the fucking Instagram video and the thing's just like, ugh. And I was just like, that's going to desensitize your dick.
Yeah.
Like if that's,
I mean, a desensitized dick's not that bad though. Think about it. Think about how long you could last.
Yeah, but then you're just,
or you'd get soft really.
But then
bad.
You're just in there to
other.
Show off.
Or you're not like, you can't get off at all when you're just like fucking somebody and they have some sort of control over it. Like, but it's like the thing about masturbating too much is that you are the only person that's touching yourself and you have all the control.
I don't
so then
think
you
it's
go
the
to fucking somebody else and you're like, you want to be in too much control over like what's happening.
I think if you like are beating it without fucking porn, I don't think it's really fucking with you that much though. I think it's the porn that really make desensitized.
Definitely.
More, I mean, I don't know about sex toys. Sex toys, like, I guess if you're getting the jackhammer mouth fuck thing.
Well, I think with women, definitely, like the clit,
yeah,
stimulation of something that's vibrating like that.
Yeah,
you can't do that. I mean, I don't use vibrators. I don't use dildos. I don't use anything. My hands. That's it.
So she went to work, right?
So I show up to fucking work, dude. Sometimes I'm still too horny. I'm like, I shouldn't be out.
I mean, our friend went to work, and then she came home. She looked in the drawer, and the dildos were moved. And she's like,
"What, you could take a picture of them? Like, know exactly the order?"
She's like, "This motherfucker's been using these." Yeah,
yeah. How many dildos were in the drawer?
She said like 7.
Did you ask about
how many does she
size?
Own?
She said a very.
He better have a fucking GoPuff Plus.
Yeah. Wait,
she asked to see his asshole. Let me see your
that's
asshole.
Mad points.
That's, he was secretly
mad points on the table.
He was secretly ordering them on GoPuff.
He had like a side GoPuff so account, went, like a like, dildos no, account.
Because like if he was ordering, she was like, "Where is he ordering?" She tried to look on Amazon. He wasn't ordering on Amazon because then she could see.
Yeah.
Dildos on GoPuff. They have dildos.
That's what
on
I'm
7-11.
Saying, dude. They didn't have. They didn't have fucking papers.
Well,
like,
GoPuff has warehouse.
I know. Wait. So he had a drawer of 7 dildos that she knew about for a while.
Yeah.
And none of them had been used on her?
No.
And how long did it take her to ask questions?
She was immediately asking questions, but she,
oh, okay.
Yeah, she was like a person of
she found them one day and then was like, okay. And then checked them again when
okay,
she came
so
back.
Okay, so soon after finding the dildo, she asked about them.
Yeah, and then she like she had to go on a trip shortly, so she's like, what are you doing? And he was like, what do you mean? I'll throw them out. And he like threw them out, but then she went away for a week, and she came back, and there was like a new set of dildos in the drawer.
Yo, that nigga's addicted to fucking his own hands.
And now he's trans, and he looks just like her. Or not just like her, he's trying to look just like her.
Yeah, dresses like her.
Yeah.
Did she dump him soon after the dildo incident?
Pretty soon.
Good for that nigga. He's his true self now.
Yeah.
Or she's his true, whatever he's supposed to fucking say.
Never mind.
Frieza.